been talking about some things that had to do with the last days for a long time. I realize that's a pretty repetitious subject, but it's something that I believe we're in. And, you know, I've often been amazed at how much attention preachers and Bible teachers pay to scientists who aren't even believers. It's always kind of amazed me. And really, I've discovered that as long as those scientists are putting out something that would lend credence to what the preacher already believes, that they'll use what they teach. I am at times amazed at the number of missionary Baptist preachers that I have encountered that make this statement. Why, the Lord may not come for 100 years. Well, you may feel that way too. But quite frankly, I think that's absolute insanity. Now, I don't know exactly when the Lord's coming. I never have claimed that. But if you can't look around the world and see what's happening now, and look at what's going on in the Middle East, and what's going on in the natural disasters that are occurring, I think you'd have to be spiritually blind to make that statement, or pretty close to it. But you may believe that. I don't know, and I don't want to know. But I'm going to talk a little bit about that tonight, because it's something I encountered over and over again in some of the missionary Baptist churches that I preached in. And it really kind of upsets me, because I know what they're teaching, and I know why they're teaching it, and I know why it's wrong. Now, the signs of our time, this came out of an Associated Press article, hot off the press this afternoon. The signs of the time. Hurricane Wilma strengthened into a Category 5 monster early Wednesday with 175 miles per hour, 282 kilometers per hour, with 175 mile per hour winds. And forecasters said a key reading of the storm's pressure showed to be the most powerful of the year. Well, this storm's going to lose a lot of its punch. It's going to lose some when it passes through the straits between the Yucatan Peninsula and Cuba. And it's going to move in over slightly cooler water, well, quite a bit cooler. And it's going to be affected by steering winds aloft. And it'll be lucky to still be a Category 3 when it hits the Florida coast. At least, that's my opinion. But it does have the lowest pressure of a hurricane and the strongest winds that have ever been recorded in the history of Atlantic or Gulf of Mexico hurricanes since, I think, 1851. And we have had a series of natural disasters in the last 10 months that are staggering. And I'm certain God's trying to get our attention, but I'm going to talk on that subject, and you'll see why I'm presenting this before I'm finished. The storm is the record-tying 12th hurricane of the season. It's not over yet. The same number reached in 1969. 12 is the most in one season since record-keeping began in 1851. The first time they hit 12 was 1933, a year after I was born. Remember, they started keeping records in 1851. That was in 1933, the year after I was born, that they hit 12. Then the record was tied in 1969, 2 years after Israel became a nation. Incidentally, they started keeping records in 1851, which was 2 years before my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather organized Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Zion, Arkansas in 1851. And then again, now in 2005, we have another that we already have, 12 earthquakes, or 12 hurricanes. On Monday, Wilma became the Atlantic storm season's 21st named storm, tying the record set in 1933 and exhausting the list of names for this year. I am convinced God is trying to get the attention of the lost, the unfaithful, and the faithful saved, to let all believers, whether they're faithful or unfaithful, and all lost people, to understand that something terrible is about to happen. And I listen constantly to these scientists, and I am a scientist, and I'm a professional meteorologist, I'm a geologist, and I listen to geologists, and I listen to the meteorologists, and I listen to what they say. Unfortunately, most geologists and meteorologists have been so impressed with their own intelligence that they don't believe there's a God, they're atheists, or they can't make up their mind, they're agnostic. Divers earthquakes and roaring sea waves. I'm putting this out tonight on the blog on our internet. It'll go out all over the world, and it'll go out all over the United States. When I left coming over here, I think we had 135 hits today from across the world, and most of them were in the United States. Divers earthquakes and roaring sea waves. For some 30 years, I have listened to many scientists, particularly those of atheistic and agnostic persuasion, assure the world that earthquakes are not really on the increase, nor is the current hurricane outbreak a thing out of the ordinary. They simply say all of the current disasters, and one was doing it this afternoon as I was watching on the newscast Turner Broadcast. They simply say all of the current disasters are cycles in the normal evolutionary pattern of the Earth's history and future. That's what they say. Unfortunately, some pastors are telling their congregation the scientists are correct and the coming of Jesus is in the far distant future. The scientists are assuring the world population that these things have been going on in cycles since the evolutionary beginning of the world, and they scoff at anyone stupid enough to believe the promise of the coming of Jesus Christ. They assure us that since man was first placed on the earth, all of our forefathers who were formed by the evolutionary processes are now asleep in the earth, but are now asleep in the earth. They experience these same cycles of disasters, and things are actually continuing as they were since man lost his ape-like characteristics at the dawn of this creation. Does that sound familiar? Did not our God warn us this would be the case in the last days? Did not he have the prophet write words to warn us that this was going to happen just before the second coming of Christ? Didn't he have Peter write it? 2 Peter 3, 1 through 4. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last day scoffers, walking after their own lust. They're here. They have tremendous love for the world, and they sure don't want to see it end. And saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. How many times have I heard atheistic and agnostic meteorologists and geologists that I have associated with all my life make a statement, why things are just like they always have been. Earthquakes just come in cycles, and hurricanes come in cycles, volcanoes come in cycles. It's just normal. That's just normal. I have never denied, I have never denied that the cycles to which my fellow scientists refer have occurred historically on this earth. I have never, under any circumstances, denied that. They are quite correct. I don't deny that. They are quite correct about the cycles and earthquakes and hurricanes. I've written that for years. I claim that God, who made all that is creation, controls those cycles to suit his own pleasure. and that they are now occurring in synchronization to produce the final cycle of disasters that will eventually lead into the Great Tribulation period. All phenomena associated with these disasters will finally harmonize into one great ending cycle of terror like man has never experienced, that is, if one believes the Word of God. So what's the difference between myself and other scientists who are atheistic or agnostic? What's the real difference? Well, I'm a pretty good scientist. I've certainly got a good track record. So you can't say I was a second-rate meteorologist or a second-rate geologist. You can't say that because it isn't true. And they can't say it either because I've been among them. They know me. So what's the difference between us? One thing. Inside me, I have Jesus Christ. And when I look at these things, I don't lie to make my point. I tell the scientists, yes, they do go in cycles. Yes, all phenomena like that go in cycles. Volcanic eruptions go in cycles. Tsunamis go in cycles. So do earthquakes. So do hurricanes. But God, who made earth, made those cycles. And I'll tell you what the tribulation period is. It's when God brings them all into play at one time, not tsunami here and 2 years later an earthquake. No, all of them together, one time, for 3.5 years. And that's the difference between myself and an atheistic or agnostic scientist. I believe the truth in science. The truth in science is they do occur in cycles. But the truth is, God controls those cycles. And when he gets ready to cut this thing loose, he's going to have one huge earthquake in the Jordan River Valley, and it's going to set off a chain of energy releases that will go across the surface of these earth along the tectonic plate lines. It's going to set off cycles of tsunamis like the world has never seen, cycles of volcanic eruptions like the world has never seen, cycles of earthquakes like the world has never seen. It's going to set in motion all these different cycles, and they're all going to be occurring in a 3.5 year period, and a literal hell is coming on this earth. Now, when I first started doing this 29 years ago in 1978, I told scientists everywhere I went the same thing. I lectured at Rudder Tower and at Texas A&M University. And they said, you can't be sure that all these plates are interconnected. I said, what do you mean you can't be sure? And I started quoting off the different times that one had occurred in Turkey and another one occurred on down the line. They say, yeah, but you can't prove a worldwide connection. That was 29 years ago. Let me tell you, in the last 29 years, they have come to that conclusion themselves, that these are all interconnected and that energy surges in one place do release energy surges in another. And now some of them are begrudgingly admitting they hate the truth if it disagrees with what they already believe. They hate it. They admitted they are tied together, and that what I have been predicting is possible, and at least that's some accomplishment. But now they say highly unlikely. It would be highly unlikely if all this was done by an evolutionary process, but it's done by the power of God. Now, this is what's going to happen in that very brief period of 3.5 years. Matthew 24, 21, 22. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of this world to this time, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Joel Dillahunty, pastor down at El Dorado, he called me, and he believes this. And he said, Mike, there's something's really been bothering me. He said, I believe this. And he said, I want to know what we need to do to get our church ready for this. I said, I'm just going to put it to you plain and simple. Trust God. Trust God. I believe that that is the only thing we can do. If we try to lay stuff back and build some way we can protect ourselves and try to prepare ourselves so we won't die physically, just how much do we trust God? If God got us this far, God will get us wherever he wants us to be. But I do know one thing about God. He wants us to trust him. So I'm not worried about this tribulation period. I'll face it when it happens. And I know that God's going to watch over us. And I believe that every child of God ought to have Esther's attitude. Esther said, if I perish, I perish. And I think that's what children of God, the attitude they ought to have. So I'm not worried about this tribulation period. I will confess at one time, 20 years ago, I was. But the more I studied the scriptures, the more I looked at that, I said, my goodness gracious, how much faith do I have in God? If God can't take care of me, I sure can't take care of myself. And I would make the argument, well, you know, God tells us this, so he wants us to prepare and do this. No, that has never been the case. In the case of Israel, God was furious whenever they would start planning and doing things and numbering the tribes to see whether they could win this battle or not. He just wanted to go ahead and trust him, and he'd take care of it. I think anybody can part the waters of the Red Sea can look after me in the tribulation period. This is coming, and this is exactly what's happening now. It's not this that's happening, but this is the forerunner of when all these cycles come together, and when this great earthquake occurs in the Jordan River Valley and that energy surge begins to distribute. All of a sudden, this is what's going to happen across the earth for 3.5 years. There shall be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations. Unbelievable pillars and columns of smoke in the heavens. Volcanic eruptions like we've never known before. You talk about a volcanic eruption cycle, brother, that's the monster of monsters. The sea and the waves roaring. Hurricanes, tsunami waves, cycles like you've never seen. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. You ask, atheistic, or agnostic geologist, will that ever happen? He'll tell you, no. Oh, of course not. Of course not. But these same preachers that are getting up in their pulpit and telling their congregations, because they think Jesus isn't coming for 100 years, why, the scientists say this is just a normal thing. And they're making the most serious mistake of their life. They wouldn't listen to that scientist if he was teaching evolution. They think that's wrong. But when he tells them, don't worry, this isn't going to happen in your time, they believe him. We are definitely not in the tribulation period itself, but we have been in the beginning of sorrow since 1967. And I suspect we're approaching the end of it, at which time it will abruptly turn into a tribulation period as a great earthquake in the Jordan River Valley produces a chain reaction series of energy releases along the entire length of the thousands of miles of interlinking tectonic plate boundaries. You think everybody believes what I believe? You think all those preachers out there that read this say, well, I like that, I believe it. No. But they don't like it. But they know why they don't like it. And I like them. I like them. I'm not mad at them. They've read it, and at least when it happens, the word of God will not have returned to him void, and they'll realize they were wrong. Revelation 6:12. And I beheld when it opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. I would not be surprised if that occurred as early as 2007. And I will be absolutely amazed if it hasn't occurred by 2012. But I stuck to that 2007 for years, and I might as well stick with it. Israel recaptured the old city of Jerusalem and the Temple Mount in 1967. 2 years later, in 1969, a total of 12 hurricanes tied the old record number of 12, which was set in 1933, a year after I was born. Hurricane record keeping began in 1851, which was 2 years before my great-great-great-great-grandfather, Henry McElmurray, in the living room of his son, Andrew, organized the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Zion, Arkansas. I don't believe I'm a scientist by accident. I think God meant for me to be. I don't think I'm a geologist by accident. I think God meant for me to be. So both of these record numbers occurred in the last 38 years. I do not deny that hurricanes occur in cycles. But I do claim that the cycles are controlled by God and are getting closer together. Nor do I deny that earthquakes run in cycles. But I believe what the word divers means in Luke 21:10. And great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. And great earthquakes shall be in divers places. I believe what that word divers means. The Greek word translated divers places is made up of two words, kata, which means down, which is used in the distributive sense, throughout from one place to another. Down, throughout from one place to another. And the word topos, which means places in the earth's topography. The inference is that earthquakes would be occurring down through the earth in many different places. The fearful sights and signs were to appear more frequently in the atmosphere of the earth as smoke from volcanic eruptions as the tribulation period drew nearer. Please consider what I wrote 5 years ago in Archive Prophecy Update 18 concerning the reasons for the increase in earthquakes and the importance of the word translated divers. I put this in my books. And when we started the internet series in the year 2000, this is what I wrote concerning the word divers. So this is a quote directly from Prophecy Update 18 in the year 2000. Begin extract from Update 18. In 1967, Israel recaptured the old city of Jerusalem and her Temple Mount, and for the first time since she lost it to the Romans in AD 70, she regained sovereignty over it. During the 18-year period that followed, from 1968 to 1986, there were 125,000 earthquakes reported across the earth. In just 14 years, from 1986 to the year 2000, we had 247,000 earthquakes reported on this globe. I assure you that they will continue to accelerate. Now remember, I wrote this back in 2000. I assure you they will continue to accelerate, but if they were simply to continue at this static rate of 17,688 per year, then by the time the 19-year cycle is completed in 2005, there would have been 335,687 reported across the earth. But it didn't just remain static. It accelerated. The average number reported per year since 1948 has increased in 19-year cycles from 1,726 to 6,579 to 7,688. I realize a large part of the increase is due to better seismological equipment, a better reporting system, and an increase in the density of population. I'm a scientist. I don't have to be honest, but I am. And I admit that a large part of the increase is due to better seismological equipment, a better reporting system, an increase in the density of population. Geologists would have you believe it's all due to that. But it cannot be attributed to these factors alone. Now here is where we talk about the Word of God and what He said and what His words mean. And after all, Jesus simply said, for all practical purposes, that more and more would be reported in many different, diverse places, many different places down through the earth, just before He came again. He said they would be reported. And in saying they would be in many different places, one would have to surmise He knew man would spread across the earth and that technology would rapidly increase in the last days. He had to know that. In any case, it demonstrates he is who he claimed to be, the Son of God, who knows the future. Did not the Spirit in Daniel 12:4 indicate that man would spread across the earth and technology would bring a literal knowledge and capability explosion? But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Who inspired him to say that? The Holy Spirit of God. In whom did the Holy Spirit dwell? The Bible says, for in him, in Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of Godhead bodily. So if Daniel knew this, and the Holy Spirit knew this, and the Holy Spirit indwelt Jesus in all of his fullness, could Jesus have known less? He didn't tell you why they were going to increase. He didn't say there'd be an increase because of this. He simply said there would be more because he knew more would be reported. End extract from Update 18. Now, in Archive Prophecy Update number 206, We're up right now to 246. In prophecy update 206, you can see that when the last 19-year cycle was completed, this one up here, where I told you certain things would happen, the actual number of reported earthquakes had increased from the estimate of 17,668 to 20,061 every year. That's a fantastic increase. It didn't stay static. It actually accelerated. It's still accelerating. Also, please consider the following extract regarding the importance of Jesus saying that more earthquakes were going to be reported just before his coming without giving the specific reason as to why. Now, I'm showing this because you're going to run into people with good education and without good education and with in-between education. You're going to run into believers. You're going to run into faithful. You're going to run into unfaithful. You're going to run into lost people. And when you start talking to them about earthquakes, they'll say, well, scientists say they've always been going on, and they're not really increasing. They just go in cycles. They're going to tell you the same thing about tsunami waves. They're going to tell you the same thing about volcanic eruptions. Just ask, would increase? Did he say why? And point out to them that he knew some things. And if he knew these things, he had to be the Son of God. Again, extract from 162b. Man has indeed run to and fro across the earth, under the earth, and above the earth, and experienced an unbelievable knowledge explosion in the last 100 years. We now know what produces earthquakes and all the things associated with the earth's functioning parts. Jesus walked on this earth as its creator. So you have the creator of this earth walking on it as a man. He knew everything there was to know about it. He could tell you about every one of these cracks in the earth, where they were, how deep they went, and where the stress was on them. He still knows that. He knew. I mean, he knew the earth's past and its future. He knew that man would eventually discover the rest of the world and then spread across it. Tell him this. It's truth. He knew the world's population would pass 6 billion in 1999. They'll say, well, you can't believe that. Well, see, their problem is they don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God. That's their basic problem. If they believed he was the Son of God, they would believe what he said. He knew that man's immorality and sexual conduct would cause 40 million cases of HIV to exist on the earth in 2003. That's when this one was written, 162b. He knew that. You say, well, you don't know that. I know it by faith. You say, well, what do you mean by faith? Jesus indicated there would be a loimos, a pestilence that would come on this earth. He had to be the Son of God. He knew it. He knew seismic tomography would be able to photograph the earth to its core before the dawn of the 21st century. He knew that a very efficient worldwide seismological system of reporting earthquakes would come into being, and that earthquakes would be reported in places they had never been reported before because of the new system and man spreading into many areas that had never felt a human foot. Jesus knew all that. That's why I believe when I show you these graphs and charts and it shows all the earthquakes increasing, Jesus didn't say why. Jesus said they would be. He had to know this, or he could never have made those statements. He knew that many more earthquakes would be reported than ever before, and so it would continue right up to the time of his coming. He also indicated that just before his coming, the whole tectonic structure was set for a rapid readjustment, a massive readjustment, which geologists have labeled as a period of isostasy that occurs between long intervals of time. We're about to have one of those. I believe it is what the Bible identifies as the tribulation period. So, with all this in mind, let's take a look at what Jesus said about the pattern earthquakes would follow in the beginning of sorrow, which was to eventually lead into the tribulation period. What did he say? He said, for nations shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows, the beginning of a woman's birth pangs. There are two key words in this verse we must take into account concerning earthquakes. This is the last sheet I'm coming on to. And we have to take it into account. Divers, which means many different places. He knew where America was. He knew where Australia was. Sure, it was 38 AD, but he knew all that, meaning many different places. And the word sorrow, meaning the pains of a woman giving birth. The Lord indicated that the earthquakes would be on the increase like a woman's birth pain. He did not say why they would increase in number. He just said they would be increasing in number. He was the only man on earth at that time that knew why. Now, because of our knowledge explosion, we know why, or at least part of why. There is no way an atheistic scientist can prove they aren't, and there is no way a Christian scientist can prove they are. Why? Because the atheist will normally tell you the increase in earthquakes is due totally to all the reasons I listed previously, and a Christian will normally tell you the increase is not totally due to all the reasons I gave earlier. Quite frankly, I am convinced that while most of the unbelievable increase is due to those reasons listed, some of it is due to the hand of the Lord and His creation. The question of why is mute, because the increase in the number reported is fantastic, and Jesus did not say why. I don't take any great joy at all. When I was younger, I did. But I'm an old man now, and I don't take any joy in realizing that very shortly, I think as early as 2007, certainly by 2012,